Hello, and welcome to The Happiest of Hours, presented by Mox & Cox. This podcast is part of our journey to share experiences in the world where drinkers, alcohol-free folks, and the sober curious can coexist. We started our mission to create a space where everyone gets to have the same experience, regardless of what's in their glass, to show people it's okay to go out into the world, to the same events, and have the same great time.
We know how that looks different for everyone. Everyone is different. We just want to stop making it weird.
I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And we're Mox & Cox. I mean, I do love coming on here and just like laughing for no reason. Welcome to The Happiest of Hours. It is The Happiest of Hours. We are your hosts, Katie
and Bridget.
We are Mox & Cox.
And we are so happy to be here.
Obviously.
Obviously.
We are just laughing about my ego. I am Katie. I am currently 501 days sober. Yesterday, I hit my 500-day milestone, which was super fun.
I wish we had an applause button that I would
do.
Hit here.
Do you want me to find it?
Yeah. Do you have time?
Anyway, my name is Katie. I am 501 days sober. And
the mock?
The mock to the Mox & Cox, which we've had to be pretty clear that this is mocktails and cocktails, not mocktails and dicks.
I guess it's a good note, though.
It is a good note.
There's none dicks here.
None dicks.
None. We don't. None dicks.
None physical dicks.
None physical dicks. None
metaphorical dicks. Yeah,
none metaphorical dicks. Zero dicks. We may, I mean, have guests.
That have dicks.
Or our dicks.
But none dicks.
But none dicks here.
Cox is for cocktails.
Tis.
And Bridget is our cocktail.
However, yeah, I'm the resident drinker, but I'm currently 13 days sober based on the calendar.
Based on dry January.
Based on dry January.
So for the month of January, we are Mox & Mox.
We are. And a couple of people have pointed that out to me this week, and I thought it was very funny.
Yeah. So none dicks for all of January either.
It's a good policy.
It is. We thought we'd come back around and introduce ourselves because we're not so great at that.
No, we fail weekly.
Yes. So this is now the ninth week that we failed at that. We're still not introducing ourselves aside from my name's Katie and this is Bridget.
We do know those well, though.
Yeah. Just ask us. We are Mox & Cox, and we have decided to call ourselves a brand that is trying to change the conversation around basically drinking or not drinking.
Mm-hmm. Just stop making it weird.
Just period, yeah. Really.
Regardless of what's in your hand.
Yeah.
Regardless of what's in your glass.
Doesn't matter.
It's nobody's business.
For the 367,000 reasons there are not to drink on any given day, we're trying to make the conversation less weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because for some reason, it's real weird.
Well, people seem to really zero in on other people's behavior.
Yes.
And other people's drinking habits and what's in other people's glasses. And we'd like you to stop.
We'd like everyone to stop. Although we've also been, it's sort of habitual because we've also been busted asking people why they're not drinking in the last, I don't know, 6 months. So we started Mox & Cox very quickly in July of 2022. In our first episode, Welcome to the Happiest of Hours, we explain how that happened in less than a half an hour. And in 6 months, we have started a podcast, written blogs.
Subscription boxes.
Started a subscription box of non-alcoholic items. Started a junket.
Started a junket tour. Can't wait for the junket tour. I'm really looking forward to pimping Katie out just for vacation purposes.
None dicks.
I'm just looking. It's a good note. I'm just looking for the sun and vacation. And she's really good at public speaking and gets a great charge out of it.
I do.
We just had one
talking about myself
week. And it's actually, I've heard her story 6,000 times this week. And
I mean, arguably, so has anybody on social media that follows me.
And yet it is like completely engaging each time.
Oh,
like I don't even sit there and look at my phone. Like I actually listen.
You didn't at all. I last know. Night. It was impressive.
I know. And I knew you were going to say right. In the order that you say it.
And it doesn't change because it's true.
No. And every once in a while, I was like, I hope she remembers
to like, say this part.
Don't forget that part.
So we are in Madison or outside of Madison, Wisconsin. If you can't tell by our accents, Wisconsin, you'll hear about a lot. This is, like we said, our 9th episode, just puts such a smile on our face. We really love doing this.
We really love doing it. It so really turns your frown upside down.
It does. We have proof of that. If you are a listener that's just joining us, welcome. We are so happy to have you. We'd love it if you went back and listened to a few other episodes. My sobriety story takes up 2 full hours. Two episodes. We talk about dry January a lot because we're in winter right now. And we talked about the holidays a bit before this one, some common fears.
Those were good. We did do a lot of dry January because we're trying to get people the toolbox that they may need to get through it. Yeah. And since I'm doing it, this is my first stint at not drinking for any extended period of time.
We're going to talk about that for sure.
That sounds fun. But we've talked about a lot of dry January stuff and a lot of Katie's stuff and in general why we're here.
Yeah.
And we did have our first guest on.
We did.
Which Drew, is great thank because you. It allowed us to dive into other parts of that we may not have thought of before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we
that
really
was great.
Yeah, so we really liked episode. Having a guest.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, even though we made him sit there and listen to us talk for half an hour.
I thought about that as I was editing it. I was like, huh, this is really still just us then.
Thanks for your commentary, Drew, even though you are our guest. We promise that if we have planned guests that we will maybe give them a little bit more attention.
Yeah,
Drew got.
Yeah. To be fair, we really dragged him into that at the 11th hour.
That's true. When we are recording our episodes, one of our biggest tools, and you'll find this going forward, and if you are finding us anywhere else, the mocktails and cocktails part of this is big. We are doing our very best to sample the thousands of non-alcoholic options there are out there. Mm-hmm. And we've had some really amazing luck so far. As Bridget is looking over at our dry bar that we have set up in my office, which is significantly larger every week, it seems.
It really is.
I know.
We get new stuff in every week, at least once a week.
And we've just cracked open the Sauvignon Blanc H2O wine-infused sparkling refreshment.
And it is good.
It's good.
Yeah.
So this is Bubbles and Sonoma. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for them on Instagram, Bubbles and Sonoma. It is really good. We were sort of skeptical. Not necessarily skeptical, but it came in a box that two of the cans were upside down. We think that that's probably like a packaging thing because it's sparkling, maybe?
Maybe.
But they're huge cans. What are they? 16 ounces?
Yeah, they're tall boys.
Tall boys.
I wasn't...
Served chilled.
Yeah, that's a helpful note. Katie is willing to try anything warm. She'll make cocktails warm. I wish she wouldn't, but...
I know, but I'm just so impatient.
If wishes were fishes. But we have been very excited to try these folks for a while. I am traditionally not a bubble girl, but
I was not an IPA girl either.
Right. And as it turns out, I am slowly but surely becoming a bubble girl because we do have a lot of products that have bubbles in them. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I don't hate that. So it could have been that I had a problem with alcohol and carbonation and not a problem with carbonation itself.
Right.
So like,
Diet Coke does it for you.
Yeah.
It has bubbles.
Yeah. And Diet Coke's fine.
Diet Coke's fine.
Especially if it's from McDonald's.
That's true.
But those are soft bubbles, you know?
This says soft bubbles.
They're legitimately soft.
Yeah, they are soft.
And it smells good. It doesn't. Yeah. A lot of the things that we've tried, and again, we never like to trash the people that we don't like. You just won't hear us highlight them. Mm-hmm. So if you don't hear about a brand from us,
Don't try it.
Yeah. You know,
that's not true.
We have, because we haven't tried everything.
Yeah. But we're on our way.
But I would stick to the things that we have talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. For
because,
now.
For now. Because those you can actually be sure are good.
And we've tried them.
And we've tried them.
Yes.
We will never, ever talk about stuff that we haven't tried and don't like.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't make sense. Right. It doesn't make sense to do that.
I was like, shit. Do I have to go back and try again?
No.
Which order did I say? Carry the two.
So anyway, this is H2O Sonoma soft seltzer. So it is Sauvignon Blanc. It's meant to taste like a Sauvignon Blanc with bubbles.
It's really good.
It's really good.
And it only has 40 calories and no added sugar.
Yeah, so 40 calories for the whole can.
And they're not paying us to say that.
And it's an excellent source of vitamin C, Bridget.
It tastes like it would be.
Yes.
It tastes like it would be.
Vitamin C, 90 milligrams. Potassium, 710 milligrams.
Nobody's going to cramp today.
And magnesium, 64 milligrams. So also a calming effect.
Yeah, really trying to balance this out here.
Right. Okay, so I'm into this. So the first ingredient is filtered water, and then it's Sauvignon Blanc grape juice concentrate. So it's they actually use the grapes. Which we love. So,
well, Bubbles in Sonoma, we love you.
Yeah. Thanks for sending us this. This was really awesome. We also have the Pinot Noir coming,
yes,
which we're going to try.
Yeah. We're pretty excited about that. I find more need for red in the winter, but I mean, I like the white. So this will be perfect anyway. I can dream about white seasons.
Yeah, I kind of like this. I really like it, actually. If you go on to our Instagram or Facebook, we are at Mox and Cox. We have a link tree up that's got a bunch of discount codes for a ton of the stuff that we've tried. So Ritual Zero Proof, we've got 25% off up there. Clean Co., Clean Company, 25% off. There's a code for Athletic Brewing. We're going to see if we can get you a code for Sonoma Bubbles.
Yeah, I think we will have one.
Yeah, so we'll add that to our link tree. So by the time you see or hear this, we will have that up there. So that is also what we're trying to do on this podcast, is to review something each episode. We've got plenty to do. If we used the amount of stuff that we would sample, we will have plenty of episodes to continue.
Which I think is actually really interesting. So we had an event. I say we, but Katie had an event last night that she spoke at, about her sobriety and all that jazz. And we took loads of non-alcoholic drinks for everybody in the audience to try. And as she's talking, everybody in the crowd is like rushing to write down the name of every single one of them. Like, they were just that excited by all of these different options.
Yeah.
And where can you get that? And where can you get that? And where can you get that? And it was so fun and so exciting. And we were so excited because everything that we had brought for them to try, we actually liked or had tasted.
Yeah. Yeah. And Carrie.
And yeah, so it was pretty exciting, but it's really fun to watch other people get excited.
Yeah. We're so inundated with it now. Yeah. I think that it's hard to remember that we have to go out and search for this stuff and try it. Mm-hmm. And it's expensive to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't like it, I mean, we poured plenty of stuff down the drain.
Yeah.
Which my husband hates to hear. But we're trying to avoid everybody doing that.
Right.
That's the whole point of this.
Yeah, we're doing it so that you don't have to.
We're doing it so you don't have to. So that takes
but
us
we do.
Into...
We try all of these things.
Yeah, we do try all of these things.
And it was very exciting to watch all of those people get excited and write it down and busily try and figure out how they were going to get it. And then they had ideas for us.
Yeah.
And then we got to try even more new stuff last
night.
Yeah,
that was cool.
And that was a blast. I woke up thinking about it.
Yeah, because we had it.
Like, a lovely woman was raving about this non-alcoholic beer that she had tried, and the restaurant we went to after.
What was it? Kronbacher?
Nope. It was it's her
Paul Hauer. Paul Hauer. Anyway, we found it at the restaurant we went to eat at, which was crazy. The universe loves us.
They really do.
So we went and had dinner afterwards, and it was the first thing on the menu, and we both tried it and loved it. Yeah. It was a Radler, a lemon Radler. I was expecting, it's sort of like when you expect Coke and you get a Mountain Dew. I was expecting like a wheat, like a Blue Moon, and I got a lemon Radler, and it was significantly different in my mouth and my mind.
in my mouth. I was expecting the lemon Radler, so I was very excited. Yeah. And
once I got to it, it was great.
And so was my mouth. And I actually woke up thinking about it again this morning because I was like, you know what? That was really good.
It was really good. And it'll be a great summer one.
Yeah.
So a lemon Radler is sort of like a summer shandy if you don't know what that is.
If you don't know wine and kugel.
Right. I mean, I guess.
I don't know if they do.
You also might not know Leinenkugel from Wisconsin. But if you are from Wisconsin, you probably know what the summer shandy is, and that's what a Radler is.
Yeah. It's like lemonade in a beer.
Yeah. It's delicious.
It's, yeah.
And the one we had was
really, really good.
Yeah. We're going to find that name and post it as well.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they actually have it at Total Wine.
Oh, cool.
This woman was very, very helpful.
Yes.
And I want to do more events just for that reason.
Yeah. And speaking of that event, it was my first speaking engagement.
Of 23.
My first one. So last year I put out to the universe, I'm a huge manifester universe lover. So I put out to the universe that I maybe wanted to start speaking. So, I mean, I guess in theory, we are speaking every day into these microphones, but I sort of wanted to like maybe do speaking engagements. And within a couple of days of the new year, I got this request from Melissa at Harbor. And so I went and talked last night and I have another engagement in March. So just like landed right in my lap and now I'm done for the year. My resolutions have been resolved.
Nailed it. Nailed
it. Thank you, universe. But it was a pretty cool, it was a cool group. Like we had I don't even remember how many were there. 10-ish?
I don't know, but they all had really good questions and love engaged crowds.
Yes. And it was interesting because I think it was called Sober Curious and a talk about Dry January, although I don't think I said anything about Dry January really. It was just really my story and then some questions. But I think that those things are hard to join, right? Mm-hmm. When you see it, you're like, God, I really want to go to that. But you don't know what to expect when you get there. Like, is this going to be an AA meeting? Mm-hmm. Like, are people going to think that I have a problem if I walk into a meeting like this or a seminar?
And I think you were very aware that that could be the case. And you offered people pieces of paper and pens if they wanted to submit questions anonymously and you'd just read them and answer them. But everybody was comfortable just asking.
Yeah, which was great.
It was amazing.
Yeah. And I tried to think about what it would feel like sitting in that chair.
I did. I thought about it.
You thought about it. That's why you stood.
That's why.
Yeah, I did think about like what it might feel like to walk into a talk like that by yourself. Like the amount of bravery and courage it takes to walk into a place and not necessarily know how it's going to be set up, what it's going to look like, who's going to be there.
Are you going to know other people there? Are other people going to know you're there?
Right. And if they're, I always think about it like if they're there and you're there,
probably okay.
It's probably,
but I can, even but Steven. I can see that would be like somehow disconcerting, like a little bit uncomfortable, especially because there's such a stigma around the conversation.
Right. Which is what we're trying to change.
Which is exactly what we're trying to change.
Right.
It was actually the end of the event when somebody came up to me and they're like, so you don't drink either? And I was like, well, not this month.
Yeah, but I do drink.
But right. They thought that was fascinating.
And we should have mentioned that at the beginning. And we're
really good at introducing ourselves and what we do and which half we are.
Right. We just sort of expect that people should know, I guess. So we're going to be better about that. That's our 2023.
It's good to have goals.
Yeah, it is good to have goals. But it is sort of one of the fascinating things that you drink and I don't. And that's what we're trying to do is trying to like make this less weird for people that drink and don't drink to come together. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be fine.
I think it's, and I agree completely, but I think it's also like a fun byproduct is just making it easier to not drink.
Yeah. Right. Like, just like by osmosis, right?
Like getting to have that choice, getting to have that option, because like you've said, like we've said 1,000 times, there are 543,000 different reasons on any given day to not have a drink. And maybe I just want to make that call that day.
Yeah.
And why do I have to explain it?
Right.
Like I shouldn't have to. Like I should just get like to.
Ever.
Right.
Yeah.
But also like some of these drinks are really, really good and they're not good. They're not good because they don't don't have alcohol in them. They're good, period.
Just good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like last night, I was very irrationally excited to drink a Recess when I got home. We do love Recess. They are calming and they are delicious. And I thought that was a really good unwinding beverage last night.
Because let's be real, that the habit, the ritual is still there. Mm-hmm. The ritual of coming down, like coming home from a hard day at work and really sitting down and wanting to relax. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you have to do that without anything in your hand. Mm-hmm. There's no issue having a drink in your hand. That's mm-hmm. what society has trained us to think, that mm-hmm. we have to have something in our hand. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, there's just no reason not to have something in your hand. Mm-hmm. It can be anything.
It can be anything.
It could be water in a nice wine glass. But there are so many other options out there that mm-hmm. will give you the calming effect without the effect of alcohol.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant. But anyway, I'm the drinker.
We're back to introducing ourselves. Bridget is the drinker. It was a good reach around, Bridge.
and it's continuing to surprise people that I am or I'm not on any given day. And I like to be that. I like to be that, you know, boomerang back and forth. Is she? Isn't she? Is yeah, she? Isn't right. she?
It's just a constant Christmas surprise.
Yeah. Not this month.
Not this month.
Not this month.
I think I've had people look at me because I drink lots of non-alcoholic stuff that mm-hmm. look like alcohol, mm-hmm. right? Like I have been outside and in a clear plastic cup had an Athletic beer in my hand. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh my God, is she drinking
again? Well, you actually... was a really funny thing about you. You actually almost never drink a beverage out of the container that it comes in.
Really?
Really.
I guess so.
You're big into glassware.
I do love me some glassware.
But like I can probably count mm-hmm. on...
I'm trying to think if I ever did before. I mean, I never really drank wine out of the bottle. So I guess that's good.
No, I mean, like I can literally like the only time
I never really made. I mean, I like things in glasses, but right. I don't like ice, which is funny.
Which is funny. No, like you will never drink a beer out of a can, mm-mm. and unless there's not an option.
Yeah,
like we're on the golf course.
Yeah,
like if they give you an NA in a can,
but I'll usually ask for a glass.
Yeah,
I do like everything out of a glass.
Yeah. Hmm. Which is really funny.
Nice
to
observation.
Me. Thanks.
But it also comes into this like, oh my God, she's drinking a beer. Mm-hmm. Is it real or not? Mm-hmm. I mean, arguably they're all real.
They're all real.
But does it have alcohol in it or not? Mm-hmm. And I don't think that anybody's real worried about my sobriety at this point. Like we're pretty sure that I'm never drinking again. But
you're pretty confident in your sobriety, which is fabulous.
I am.
It's an amazing place to
That's
be.
That's the part that I like the most is... I just don't feel bad about it or shame or guilt or anything.
It's incredible.
It's incredible because for some reason, somewhere along the way, we all think that we should.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
feel guilty about being sober?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Well, right. Gross, but sort of a common. Yeah.
Because you're always having to explain it to somebody.
There's a very common meme out there.
It's like a dirty word. Yeah,
right. There's a very common meme out there that says, alcohol is the only drug you have to explain not using. Like,
yes, no, that it's Jim Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan, I think, has that joke where they said alcohol is the only thing that you have to explain that you aren't doing anymore. They're like, oh, you don't eat mayonnaise? Why? Why don't you eat mayonnaise?
Yeah, like, can't you just have one? Can't you just have one packet?
But I think I think it's really funny every time I hear
that into so many things.
Right, it's the only thing that you ever have to explain. Oh, you don't. Oh, you don't like Tide?
Can't you just have one?
Can't you just have one laundry detergent? No,
don't eat pods.
Don't. I meant in terms of laundry because some people don't like the smell of Tide. But yeah, good disclaimer. Don't eat Tide pods.
I don't really understand, but it
is really funny. It's the only thing that we ever have to explain away. Like, and we had this conversation about things in general, like about amounts of things. Yeah. And
right. Nine of anything is a lot.
Nine of anything's a lot.
15 is even more.
15 is even more. Yeah. But yeah, it's the only thing that you have to explain why you don't like something or why you're not doing something.
Right.
And people look at it like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like,
oh,
can't you just have one line of cocaine?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't, like, just, you would never say
just
that.
Just one spoonful of heroin? No. Like,
no, just one? Can't you moderate?
But it's true. It's one of, like, why that is something that you have to explain and why people immediately are taken aback by it.
Yeah.
Because, but, and I think that's part of their own internal conversation,
yes.
But it always has this odd stigma around it. Like, oh, something happened.
Yeah. Like she must have hit rock bottom.
Things were worse than we knew.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Did she get pulled over? Did she get arrested?
Right. Is
she drinking like at that. Home?
Yeah. Right. I mean,
yeah.
One of those out of the three were true for me. I was drinking at home. Although I would say arguably probably lots of people drink at home. Not alone necessarily, but they probably drink at home.
I drink at home.
Yeah. It's cheaper to drink at home.
It's a lot cheaper. God, man, pandemic drinking.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Saved a lot of dollars. Let's talk about that. Oh, I probably had. Should we?
I mean, I think that probably the pandemic drinking got out of hand for a lot of people, which is why the conversation is becoming more apparent.
It got out of hand for me.
It got out of hand for a lot of people.
It was actually the only time.
And it didn't get out of hand for me because it was already out of hand.
Right, totally.
So it didn't get any worse, actually, which is sort of shocking.
We can decide if we're going to edit this out later.
Sure.
But it got out of hand because it was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing else to do. And it wasn't necessarily that, like, I had a problem, but, like, there was more than one instance where I was like, that can't happen again.
Yeah. Like, and you questioned it.
Like, you questioned. Yeah.
I think,
like,
that's,
you questioned
enough,
it.
Though. Like,
we had a lot of birthdays in that first month of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have, like, April. And
say that three times fast.
Right.
April.
And so we were doing Zooms for all of them. You know, because I've got a big family and my siblings were all, you know, in their respective homes and all that jazz. Well, my birthday falls kind of right in the middle of that grouping of birthdays that month. And we all got so shit-faced on that Zoom that my brother's birthday, who's a few days later, was like, nope.
can't
do it again.
My dad
texted me and he's like, no, he said yours was such a shit show that they don't want to do it again.
Yeah,
because we had just done it and we're still recovering
right.
from how bad that one was. But it's true. Like, I had these board meetings that, for, you know,
work?
No, we'd have these board meetings for, organizations, and afterwards you'd kind of like have a happy hour.
Yeah.
And at one point, like, I had finished an entire bottle of wine during it. And then everybody was like, well, we should have a whiskey toast after it. Mm-hmm. And so there I am, like, pounding shots of Screwball.
And let me go into my kitchen and see what I have.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get done with that. And I was like, well, now I'm going to throw up. And I took a full 2.5 years off of peanut butter whiskey after that.
Oh, wow.
Because that didn't go well.
Didn't come up well.
You never like to see it twice.
Nope. Pretty much anything. I mean,
but it was
in order to keep my, like, wine bar business relevant, I did a virtual happy hour every single day for like 60 days in a row.
I know. Actually, one of my favorite random fun facts is the first place that I went during COVID that was outside of the house was here.
Yeah,
it was 1909. To the wine bar.
Yeah.
To pick up booze.
Right, because we were basically shoveling booze out the back door in order to stay in business. Mm-hmm. We turned into like a high-end prohibition.
It was the first time I saw
sort of
another person outside of my house. Like, because we weren't allowed to see anybody. Yeah. You weren't allowed to see your parents. You weren't allowed to see your brothers and sisters. You weren't allowed to see anybody.
But liquor sales went through the roof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
the first place, the first person that I saw outside of the home was you.
Yeah. Outside of the home.
Outside of the home.
Outside. I work outside of the home. I mean, I kept my bar business basically afloat by people like you.
Yeah.
That were finishing bottles of wine
every
night.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I really liked when you did old fashioned kits too.
Yeah.
That was a real hit. Mm-hmm. The wine boxes were a big hit.
Yeah. We did virtual wine tastings from California.
That
was a big one. Yeah. So anyway, we think that the pandemic drinking maybe got out of hand for more than just us. Mm. And I think we're probably seeing residual effects of that, where people are like, I maybe might start to question this. Also, within the last 2 to 3 years, the industry of non-alcoholic beverages has exploded. Like, I just listened to, if you're looking for another really great podcast, Athletic Brewing Company has a podcast called Without Compromise. And the co-founders of Athletic were on, and they're talking about their brewery that they just built in 10 months.
Whoa.
It is the biggest brewery, I think, in the United States.
Where is it?
Connecticut.
Hmm.
So we should go there.
Road trip.
Yeah. We should go to Connecticut. I've never really been to that.
I would like to go to Connecticut. That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it does. Junket in Connecticut.
Junket in Connecticut.
We're going to talk about that because I don't really know what a junket is, but there was a conversation this morning over text about my speaking circuit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, junket. I don't know what that means, but let's do it.
I really like the idea of Katie speaking circuit.
I thought to myself, good alliteration. Like, she can definitely just be like the manager. No.
What's funny about that is we'd spend a lot of time talking about Katie's ego.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually wanted to make sure that we started recording before we wasted so much time on so much content about her ego outside of the tape. But what we kind of forget to talk about is that I have one of my own.
Oh, right. We do forget about that a little bit, except that the reason we got onto my ego was because Bridget is now 13 days into dry January.
Mm.
She has not drank since
good
January
transition.
1st. I know. Thank you.
I think it was actually longer than
me.
But because the math is good, we're going to go with it.
Oh, right. Because you didn't drink on New Year's.
I didn't. I was editing this place.
thing.
Until
11
something.
I was
editing podcasts on New Year's Eve because we decided.
And learning the website to upload it in 2 seconds when it was going to take me 6 hours. So that was fun.
Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. At 11 something at night, which is very unlike me. So Bridget decided to do Dry January back in Sober October. She was
not doing sober October, but she said,
I'm in for dry January. And she said it in enough places and at enough times that she was locked in to dry January.
I think
I maybe let you off the hook a couple of times. I was like, you don't really have to do this. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And not for me, for her. She's going to do it. So we are now 13 plus days into whatever.
Yeah, I like the math of it. So I'm going to stick with the 13 days.
Dry January. She on the third day had to go to a like major work function. Mm-hmm. That was a challenge.
Yeah.
Challenge.
I think it was. I mean, it was one of those events where everybody is drinking and like for hours.
Yeah.
And at different like mini events leading up to big events and cocktail hours and happy hours and then the main event itself and all of these bars all over the place. And I did not participate in that.
You did participate.
I know. Yes. I take that back. I did get to participate. Mm-hmm. It just looked different than it ever had before.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually was fabulous.
And she got to drive
home. And I was thrilled by it.
Yeah.
Like genuinely thrilled.
She was like jumping curbs to see if
just
a cop would.
Anybody wants come on over. You're gonna
give me a breathalyzer.
You're gonna have to give me a different kind of ticket.
I will sacrifice this curb jumping ticket.
I don't know what the erratic driving one is, but it's worth it.
But it's not a DUI. Yeah.
but no Dewey's for me. No, it was, it actually was great. I never had to question any conversations that I had. I never had to worry about if I was going to be sick in the middle of the night or anything like that. And it was,
or what the next day looked like,
because
right?
Right. Cause it's a, like a Tuesday night. And so you go right back into work on Wednesday morning and you have to do it as if nothing happened.
Did you walk in all smug? Like I would have,
to be fair, I walk in pretty smug most places.
So it was an extra smuggy day.
It's one of those things where you just kind of like, you know, own it.
I like to walk into places where I know people are hungover. And I'm like, you know, with the swagger, because I feel
you
so good
look
in the morning.
Uncomfortable. I feel great.
I've done yoga and run and eaten a good breakfast.
I had a solid night's sleep. Thank you.
That's not all true, but
no, but I did not do that. Did I walk in smug? Yeah, but that's just me.
not for that reason.
But not for that reason. No, it was good though. It felt good. It felt freeing. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
To not have to worry about that. I don't know.
Probably at the time.
I don't know.
No, that a little bit difficult.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
because it is. There is something to for me. There is something to the social lubricant
of it. For, I would say, 98% of the population.
I don't want to say it as in I'm like advertising it, you know. Mm-hmm. Like for me, that is, I'm not an anxious person.
Yeah.
But and I do have plenty of confidence about me, but there is just something to it where just a little easier.
Yep.
I feel a little
social
bit,
lubricant.
Yeah, I feel a little bit, you know,
yeah,
freer.
Chills you out.
It chills me out. And
it's a depressant
when you're talking to a lot of people.
Yeah.
For a long, long day. Like it's not. Yeah. So that was my first.
Yeah. There's
foray.
A reason it works. Right.
There's a reason it works. But so that was my first foray into that and got through it unscathed.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm pretty happy with
we
it.
We then went
Looking
golfing.
Back,
on Saturday.
We did and made our own NA beer tower.
Yes. They have Sam Adams at Good Company.
And we drank them all.
And we drank all of them.
We drank them all.
It was great.
I wanted to make the tower and I told Katie I wanted to make the tower and she made my dreams come true.
Yes.
And we got to build the tower. And so many people wanted to drink it with us.
Right. And there were some mocktails that were flowing and
there were lots of them and they were
great.
Good.
The kids came with us. It was great. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
But arguably golfing is a drinking sport for you guys and your family.
Tis.
Yeah. So to go to a simulator without it was also a new thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So chalk one more up for trying new things.
Trying new things.
But NA stuff.
It was good. Yeah. I still had something in my hand. It still tasted like a great beer.
Yep.
I really like the Sam Adams Hazy IPA, so I really enjoyed it. But yeah, it was another thing that I could do.
Yeah.
No problem. So, same experience as everybody else in the room.
Yeah. The drinkers and non-drinkers.
Exactly.
Right? So we, to get back to my ego and me winning.
Oh, sure. But enough about me.
But enough about Bridget. Let's get back to me. What I was trying to say before was when Bridget and I started talking about Sober October or Dry January in Sober October, she had said that she didn't think she was going to feel any change.
I did say that.
It's actually recorded somewhere along the way that she didn't think she was going to feel any change. So, but we decided it was going to be a win-win even if she did. So winning. I would win if she was wrong, but she would win because she felt better.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it is a win-win for me. Because if she lost, then I win.
Heads I win, tails you lose.
Yeah. But I would love to hear if you feel physically any different, if your sleep has improved, if there are things that you've noticed that you have done physically or mentally or whatever that you maybe have noticed that you wouldn't have done prior to this. If there's nothing like that, that's fine. You still have 30s or, you know, 16 days.
You still have almost 3 weeks to figure it out. Figure out why I'm right. I hope you
but
get there.
But I'm just curious because a lot of people ask, like, when does that sort of quote unquote magic happen? I mean, we actually had somebody last night ask me, like, when do things really start to feel better? When do you feel like the sleep got better? And I would say arguably I definitely felt better at 30 days, but the magic number for me was around 100, like 110-ish, where like I really felt like my body totally was healing. However, that doesn't mean that there's not improvements around 10, 12, 14 days, you know, 18 days, 30 days, that kind of thing. So I'm just curious if there is anything. And just so everybody knows, I did not ask her this before. We decided to go right onto the mics so she could answer truthfully right here. She didn't even get a chance to think about it.
Yeah, that's annoying.
She didn't know that the question was going to come at some point.
That's annoying. So I'm going to be honest with you. No, not at 13 days am I necessarily seeing a lot of major differences in the physiological part of it.
Okay.
So I don't know that my sleep is a whole lot different. I have had a pretty tremendously long week.
Yeah.
In this particular week and the week leading up. Post New Year's for my work is pretty intense. And it's just been a long couple of weeks. So I don't know that I'm sleeping
it's hard to
any better.
Differentiate that stuff, you know,
right? I'm a little tired anyway, and I'm a little stressed in general. But I will say that, and whether this is true or not, don't burst my bubble. Like, and I don't want to hear it in the comments either if I'm wrong.
Got it.
I have heard that it takes like 7 days to break a habit. Or something like that. And so I keep that 7-day mark in my head in terms of breaking a habit. And so I had another event that is normally a drinking event after a board meeting on Wednesday night of this week. And that's traditionally like, you know, have a cocktail, have, you know, do a toast at the end, blah, blah, blah. And I had absolutely zero interest in participating in that. There was not even the draw. Like I normally, you know, run behind the bar, make myself a quick, you know, rum and coke or, you know, something like that to start off. And I had like, it wasn't even weird. I just went and got a glass of water and went on with my day. Like I didn't have any desire to do it. And I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Cause what usually when I even walk in the door, beer me.
Yeah. Beer me. I'm going to have that to get through this.
Yeah. Hear me. Right. But it wasn't. So I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't, and you noticed.
And I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so whether or not that is part of it, I don't know. Yeah. But I thought that was
this is all so it's so subjective, right?
Right.
Like it's hard to quantify every single little thing in your life and if it's due to this or if it's due to that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My
but
other
for me
question,
it's only been 2 weeks. So
right. Well, 2 weeks is kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not kind of a big deal. It is a big deal. I will ask if you felt like, and that particular night might be a tough question, but if you felt like, I just want to go home because I can't drink, or like was it a, I'm removing myself from this situation because I can't drink anyway, so fuck it, I'm going to go home, or I really would like to stay, but instead I'm going to go home.
I wanted to go home.
Okay. Yeah. So not necessarily because you didn't get like quote unquote get to drink. It really didn't have anything to do with that.
It really had nothing to do with that.
Cool.
I don't know if that's the answer you wanted.
No, I'm just curious. I was just wondering, because I think a topic of conversation is we're trying not to white knuckle this and just like get out of a situation.
Yeah. And and to be clear, why I wanted to leave had nothing to do with not being able to drink.
Yeah.
That's
what I was trying to
force out of me.
Fish out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I apologize. No, I did.
Next time I'll pause and tell you what I'm looking for.
If you could just tell me what you want me to say. I'm really malleable that way. For me, I did just want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
But it did not have anything to do with the fact that I wasn't drinking there.
Yeah.
I was just done.
Yeah.
I at no point in that evening wished I had a drink because nothing was going to be better about my day that day.
Yes.
If I was going to have a drink. And yeah. So I really just wanted to get in the car, drive home, and
go to bed. Yeah.
So one of our favorite things lately about this podcast.
Ever.
I mean, well, yeah, to be fair, ever.
Ever.
One of our favorite things is hearing from people who have in any way absorbed like some of our content.
Any of it
yeah. at all. Like if they're watching our lives and they comment or they play along yeah. Every time, you know, they interact with us on social media. But hearing people talk about the podcast.
You can't see our faces right now, but you can probably hear it in our voices. We are smiling.
You've had a lot of people reach out to you.
Me right? specifically.
Yeah. Like I was giving it to you.
I know. It was just like on a silver platter right now. Yes, I have had some people reach out, really good friends of mine, text me and just like, hey, I'm into this episode on your podcast. People that I'm sort of surprised are listening or even know about it, which is mm-hmm. sort of cool.
Yeah, people and just kinda, yeah, too. People just like mention it out of the blue.
Yeah. I mean, I guess what we're doing is working, but you've also had people like, that you didn't expect to mm-hmm. even know about it, say something.
Yes, recently.
Yeah.
Which is kind of mind-blowing every time.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
But it is my new favorite thing when we get message about it.
Yeah.
Random, you know, text messages or DMs, anything. Anytime we hear from somebody that they have heard us makes our entire day.
Yeah.
Like, period.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love it.
We do love it. And I really like the questions about sobriety, like mm-hmm. about the things that worked for me, the things that didn't. I think that's really sort of the big ticket I took away from that talk last night. One of the questions was like, how do you and your spouse work this out if he still drinks?
I thought that was a really good question.
And a really thoughtful one, because I think it's more of a, I don't want to say issue, but more of a concern for a lot of people. When they take this journey, what am I going to do if my spouse still drinks? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do if my spouse still drinks at home? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do when we go out? Who is going to take the reins on that sort of? And in my life, I've been really lucky that Dale's been really supportive of this. Mm-hmm. But it was a really thoughtful question, I think, because it's real. Mm-hmm. It's real. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people drink together. Mm-hmm. And so if one person doesn't,
It kind of changes the dynamic.
It does. It absolutely changes
how you operate in certain realms.
Yeah, in certain situations. Mm-hmm. And so like what you go to socially, mm-hmm. what you don't do anymore socially, that sort of thing. And, unfortunately, I didn't have a really great answer for him, but it was one of those questions out there that like, it's a question and it's a valid one. Mm-hmm. And a fear probably. I mean, of the unknown and what that's going to look like.
I think the fear of the unknown is all over, blankets all of this.
Yeah. Right.
Like every aspect of it.
Yeah. The fear of the unknown for lots of things. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, not just this. Sure.
Just yeah. everything.
That's like, a human nature thing, like? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not knowing is yeah. it's scary.
Right. And you want answers. Mm-hmm. The other thing is I put out, I'm in a, I guess, sober group, for lack of a better term, called 1 Year No Beer. Mm-hmm. And I think I've mentioned this before, that it's a lot of people that are just starting out on their sobriety journey, or that they're trying to quit for, you know, 28 days, 90 days, mm-hmm. 365. They have sort of these challenges. Well, because I have 500 days under my belt, I've become this like, anybody over a year on in that group is really sort of revered as a, like a holy shit, you did this.
How like an
did
all-star.
You do it? Yeah, like how did you do it sort mm-hmm. of thing. And I definitely looked up to those people too when I was in mm-hmm. that, and I was really struggling. And I've been in it since I was like, I think since 2018, I've been in that group. So you were
always looking up to these people.
Yes, always. And
it's
so
like these freshmen looking up at seniors.
Right. And now I'm a senior, I guess. So proud what I did the other day was, I basically just put myself out there and said, hey, I'm just about 500 days. I remember what it was like in that first few weeks of January, the first time I ever did this. Give me all your questions. And I had, I don't know, 55 questions.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Just like the most thoughtful, sweet, sort of scary, sad questions. Mm-hmm. Just like, what does this look like? When does the magic happen? And all the questions that I had, mm-hmm. right? Everything that I had. And it felt really good to be able to answer these guys thoughtfully. And I did. I spent a lot of time. I was, you know, laying in my bed with my huge glasses on because now I can't see anything. And I responded to everyone. And it was really, cathartic for me, but also very, like, I think that's, it's now just become sort of my purpose, like that the obstacle is my way. I think that has become really part of my story, is to try and I would say that most sober people are trying to give back. Mm-hmm. Like that's sort of part of the journey, is this is a struggle for a lot of us. And because I have this, like, because I'm on the other side of it and I feel so good, I really do feel a responsibility to be like, if you are into this, if you are looking for this, I'm here to help, mm-hmm. which is why I get so jazzed about the feedback. Like, just even if you're not into quitting drinking forever or a day or whatever, I think just for us to be changing the conversation is so huge. And the fact that you are a drinker and I am not anymore, and we can have this conversation, it's not fucking weird all the time, is so significant, I think, in the big world of drinkers and non-drinkers, and we don't give a fuck what's in your glass.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it's been really fun to watch people that you never kind of expected to be on board with that either be like, yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah. Right. And people like Drew that are like, oh shit, mm-hmm. What can I do?
Right.
Like, can I put on a cape and be a hero?
Can I be Spider-Man? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can.
Yeah.
The world always needs more Spider-Mans. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man? Spider people?
Spiders.
Spidey senses.
We just need more Avengers.
We need more Avengers.
We need more Avengers, you know,
Athletic Brewing to their bars at home,
to their tailgate parties, to their holidays, to their movie nights with friends, just making everybody feel included.
Yeah. If you got Coors Light, you can have Athletic.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they sell it right there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not next to the Coors. You do have to go around the corner
sometimes,
but we danced down the aisle. It was fine.
But I went to the local.
The fact that I got you to do that, it's pretty.
It's something. Yeah. But I went to the local liquor store last night, and it's right next to, like, the fridge that has the NA cold beer.
Oh.
Is right next to the fridge that has the fully leaded stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I love it.
Not hard. Buy a 12er, buy a 6er.
Right. So easy.
Yeah.
Speaking of easy, we have so many options to order online.
Yes. And we have so many free shippings and so
25%
many 25% off at Ritual.
Yeah.
Am I lying about that?
No, I'm not. Clean Company too. 20% off at Athletic.
Come on.
All of it.
Yeah. And free shipping. How easy can it be? It can show up at your door. Yeah.
It's actually easier than going to the store.
It's easier than looking for it. We've already looked for it for you.
Yes.
And we got you a discount. And we love coupons.
We love coupons.
We're from the Midwest. We love a good deal. I had a new overcoat, like a dress coat for my dress last week at this event. And it is a weird Midwest thing, but the first... You know, when somebody compliments your jacket or your coat, the first thing you say is, oh, I got it on sale.
Like, I paid nothing
like
for this.
It was practically free. They practically paid me.
Like, the cheaper it is, the better off it should be.
Somehow that was okay.
Yeah, you and I would stick out like a sore thumb in LA where everybody's like, you know, walking around with $4,000 purses and we have like a, you know, almost free fanny pack on.
almost free.
Oh, well, we've probably taken up too much of your time already.
We'll give you a little bit of your day back.
We'll give you some. That's Bridget's favorite line from her work meetings is, we're going to give you 5 minutes of your day back.
Yeah, we'll give you 5 minutes.
Thank
back
you
here.
For wasting Thank for you? The 55.
Yeah, I don't know that I feel better.
But where you can find us.
You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we would love your 5-star review.
Yeah. I don't even care about that as much. I mean, Katie does. She likes the stars.
I check the analytics every
day.
I don't know what they mean.
Like,
but
none of us do. But hit subscribe. It doesn't cost anything.
And then you get notified when we get new episodes out.
Yeah, that's really all it is. We're for freezies. But the subscription, I think, will just notify you when new episodes drop.
Yeah. If you like us.
Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio.
We are on Instagram at Mox and Cox. We are on Facebook at Mox.Cox.
We have TikTok, Mox and Cox. We don't know why. We're not the youths.
I have started watching some TikToks, though.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
MoxandCox.com.
And MoxandCox.com.
Where you can find our subscription box, recipes, blog posts, our reviews.
I love the boxes. Everybody should check out the boxes. We love the boxes.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we've got recipes up. We've got blog posts. You can read more about us. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday.